we came on this property to build this building, and then of course we built the fellowship hall. Now we're building this building behind us, and then we're going to build another one right over here. Now, if all we do is make the payments on this building, it will be paid for in 15 years. That'd still be enough time for me to see that one. But maybe we'll pay it off a little earlier. Hallelujah. And so, maybe I undershot a little bit, because I'm getting ready to give you some good news. When we started broadcasting our services live on the internet, you see, the only time people get to see what we're doing here at Landmark is when we're doing it live. So it's not archived that they can go back and, oh, let's see what happened at Landmark last Sunday or a month ago or whatever, and go on it like that. They can't do that. We're going to set that up where they can, but they can't as of yet. So if they are involved in our services, they have to do it live. In other words, they have to come to church with us. Do you get me? Okay. Now, I have always believed, and we'll probably preach about it some more here in a little while, but I've always believed that there's a church of 1,000 on this hill. And then Jeremy Tyre comes along last week and says, just nonchalantly, I didn't even ask him, he said, yeah, we got about 8,000 people watching us on the web. So Landmark, if you'd like, you can just wave at your brothers and sisters right there. And we're glad to have everybody here with us at Landmark today. Amen. Well, I said, are you serious? He said, yeah. it lets us know. And so that's a very exciting thing, isn't it? Praise the Lord. All right. Well, God is up to some great things. Let's go into the word of the Lord. Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 through 4. Ezekiel 37, verses 1 through 4. While you're looking for that, I have a little bit of a prayer request. My book has been submitted to the publishers. And so if you would help me pray about that one, I would really like for that to be a blessing and to be an encouragement to a lot of people. And so if you would help me pray about that. All right. Ezekiel 37, 1 through 4 says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. He caused me to pass by them round about. Just, in other words, Ezekiel's just walking around this valley full of bones. And behold, there were very many in this open valley, and lo, they were very dry. So it's just skeletons, dry bones everywhere. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? Everybody ought to say, wow. I mean, what would you do if the Lord took you to a place like that and said, okay, now, can they live? It's easy to read about somebody else doing that stuff. But I believe the Lord's going to challenge us to do this stuff in these last days. And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again, he said unto me, in other words, he ignored the fact that the man of God said, thou knowest. It wasn't the fact that the Lord didn't know. The Lord wanted to know if he knew. Because God can do all things, right? But now, where are his feet? Where are his hands? Where is his voice? Again, he said unto me, prophesy. In other words, you say it upon these bones. And say unto them, Ezekiel, this is what I want you to say. Oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I could hear bones begin to rattle a little bit in that big valley. I see sinew and tissue because I see a big army rising up right before Ezekiel said it, but God did it. And even though Ezekiel said it, I see his eyes about that big around like a deer in the headlights right here. Amen. All right, let's look at Joel chapter 3 and verse 14. Multitudes, just multitudes in the valley of decision. Everybody say, dry bones. For the day of the Lord is near in this valley of decision. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord is near in this valley of decision. Let me preach to you for just a little while. Speak to your valley. Speak to your valley. Now, before we're seated, let me ask you something. How many of you know somebody that needs this church? How many of you know somebody that desperately needs God? What we're going to do from this day forward until we see them in here is we're going to continue to speak to our valley. Those dry bones that need God so desperately to touch them for refreshing and renewal, saving grace and mercy and strength. Is that good? Amen. All right, so we're going to preach, speak to their valley. Lord, we pray the prayer of faith right now. We ask you in Jesus' name to move upon every need, to touch every life and every heart. Your will to be done, we pray today in the mighty name of the Lord. And everybody shout an amen. God bless you. You're seated just now. Amen. What is the Holy Ghost or the Spirit of God searching for? I believe that he is searching for a man, a woman, a young person, single, married, young or old. It doesn't matter to him. He can call a David that was approximately about 14 to 16 years old. I believe youth in that day, when the Bible said youth in that day was categorized as between 12 and 16. David could have been 12 years old when he killed that dude. And so, and then Moses, the third 40-year period in his life, leading people out of bondage. It doesn't matter how old you are or how young you are. The Lord is speaking to every one of us, and he's speaking to us about our world. He's speaking to us about our generation. He's speaking to us about these last days. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the last days. Those plagues and that sickness and all of that has plagued our world for so long and God has protected America from is coming to America. Amen. Germs that are in our water. We can't even swim because we're afraid we're going to swallow something that's going to get in our bloodstream and kill us now. Earthquakes everywhere, storms everywhere, over 2,000 people killed in the city of Chicago because of gang wars just since the first of the year. The year's not even over yet. Already 2,000 murders in the city of Chicago. You're not going to hear about that. It's not real popular, but look it up. It is in the news somewhere. And so we need to understand it. All of that's coming in. And you know and I know why. Because we're getting so liberal and letting everything go and just giving everything permission to happen. It's not in God we trust anymore. You say it's still on the money. Well, how long is that going to last? I'm just simply saying we are in the last days. And God is speaking to every child of God about their world, about where you live, your perimeter, and he is simply challenging every one of us to speak to our valleys. Amen. We rub elbows with people that need God every day. We need to be able to speak to that and say, come alive in Jesus. There needs to be sinew and tissue and muscle and meat that comes to those bones. And the only way that's going to happen is a transformation in the house of God on the altar of the Lord. And the Spirit of God cannot get to them until the Spirit of God gets to us first. We need to become concerned. We need a burden, and we need a passion, and we need a deep desire to reach our generation before it's too late. And so we need somebody with a word. Praise the Lord. I stood here at the altar last night after prayer with Sister Maria and our dear sister. And our dear sister cannot understand one word of English. She doesn't have a clue about what I'm talking about right now. And Sister Maria, she said, Pastor, you talk so fast, I can't tell her. And I said, all right, here's what we're going to do. As soon as Brother Armando gets back, we're starting a Spanish ministry. Ooh, feel the Holy Ghost in that one. Praise God. And Brother Wandy is learning English. When he first came, he comprehended no English at all. And now he's speaking good English, but still yet not catching everything. But we're going to see to it that our Spanish catch everything. Everything. And so we're going to start a Spanish work one day in the week, every week. We're going to start having Spanish church. Amen. We may start in a fellowship hall. We might start in somebody's home. I don't care where we start, but we're starting. Amen. Our Brother Mondo's in trouble. He may have this thing that he's doing over there, but when he gets back, he's going to have this thing he's going to do over here, hallelujah. And I'm going to help him, and he's going to interpret, and we're going to teach Bible studies, and we're going to baptize. We're going to see him filled with the Holy Ghost. It's time to have church. It's time to grow. It's time for me to speak to my world. It's time for me to speak to my valley, amen, to go against opposition and to come out victorious. It's time to see dry bones come alive. And if I can speak to my valley, you can speak to your valley, and we can have revival all over. Praise God. Amen. And so the Lord's looking for anybody, anywhere, with a word. Amen. Hallelujah. What kind of word? Well, he asked the prophet, he said, what do you see? Can I make these bones live again? In other words, when the Lord speaks to you, he's asking you, do you really want revival? Do you really want evangelism, church growth? Do you really, really want to see your family saved? Do you want to see your friends in this house worshiping God like you worship God? Then if you do, why don't we all just jump to our feet? I'm sorry, but why don't we jump to our feet and point our fingers toward God and then speak to our valley? Hallelujah. Speak to that area where you live. Speak to that neighborhood. Speak to that workstation. Speak to your affluence and influence and let them know I'm coming. I've got my mind made up and you shall not perish. You will not go to a devil's hell. You will not continue to be a drug addict. You will not continue to alcoholism. You will not continue to live this lifestyle. But the will of God's coming to you. The presence of God is coming to you. The anointing of God is coming to you. We're already reaching them by the thousands in internet. We're already reaching them by the thousand in jail ministry and prison ministry. Brother Sinkfelt brought me a letter not long ago, just a few weeks ago. He said, Pastor, I need your approval, and I want to find out what you think. He gave me a thesis about 3 or 4 pages long, and in that thesis was water baptism, repentance, and infilling of the Holy Ghost, the necessity for speaking in tongues. He said, here's what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to send it to every pastor in Davidson County. Honey, that's speaking to your valley. That's speaking to your valley. Can these bones live? Brother Sinkfelt heard the voice of God say, hey, can these bones live? And I didn't mean to say this, but I've got to say this. Some of you that are waiting for a more convenient time, honey, it don't get more inconvenient than for your wife to be in a retirement center with Alzheimer's. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's exactly where this man lives every day. He is by her bedside every day. And she doesn't hardly know who he is. I'm not saying that because I want to hurt anybody's feeling, but I'm simply saying if you're waiting for a more convenient time, we are in the end time. It will never be convenient. It will never be the right time. It will never feel good. It will never get right. Hallelujah. All we've got to do is wake up. It's time to have revival. It's time to have a move of God. It's time to feel the stirring of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Speak to your valley. You've heard me say it. I say it again. The devil hates water. Why? Look at John 7, 38 and 39. Amen. John 7, 38, 39. He that believeth on me. Now there's one way you've got to believe on God. It's not the way your grandpappy said it. It's not the way your grandmama said it. It's not the way anybody, I'm saying even preachers say it. Amen. Here's the way you got to believe in the Word of God. As the Scripture hath said. Not what somebody said, but what the Word of God said. If we listen to what everybody's saying, we'll go every direction in the world. And the world is not the direction we need to go. We need to go the way of the Word of God. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What is he talking about? Let me explain. This spake he of the Holy Ghost, or of the Holy Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. The water here is indicative of the Holy Ghost. Where did Jesus send that legion of devils after casting them out of that man living in the graveyard? He sent them to the water, because the devil hates water. Why are they preaching against our tongue talking? Why are they preaching against our Holy Ghost? Because the devil doesn't care how much they preach. He just doesn't want them to have that Holy Ghost. If they ever get that Holy Ghost, they're going to speak to their valley. And when they speak to their valley, they're going to have revival. Even in small-time communities, brother. Even in small-time towns. Even in little villages. The churches are going to fill up to capacity. And God's going to rain down revival. But I'm here to serve notice on the devil. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in tongue talking. I believe in baptism in Jesus' name. And that's why we're going to have revival. That's why we're going to have a move of God. People are hungry for the truth. People are hungry for the revelation. People are hungry for what's right. People are hungry for what's pure. Hallelujah. And so it went into the swine, and the swine went into the water. Goliath was dead the moment David's hand broke through the water and touched that rock. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with this world that a breakthrough can't take care of. Amen. Now listen, we're here. All of us have trouble. All of us fight problems. All of us have situations. Amen. You know what we need? We need a breakthrough. Amen. So why don't you just reach down and break right through and grab the rock. And then stand up and kill your giants. And let's have a breakthrough in this generation. Amen. If you're just full of religion, you don't want relationship, break through religion and get you a relationship. If it's enough for you to come and do your kumbaya once a month at Landmark, why don't you break through that and get yourself a good standing in worship and praise and a good strong commitment to the Lord so that He can make an earth-shattering big difference around your world so you can speak to your valley. Amen. We need to make up our minds. Hallelujah. Amen. You can go out and find anything that fits you, but we don't make God fit us. He makes us fit Him. And He's speaking to you right now saying, can these bones live? Hallelujah. Amen. And so, I'm tired of hearing about the dilemma. I know about the dilemma. I know what's going on in our world. But I want an answer, and I cannot help but believe that Landmark is a great big answer to the dilemma of our world today. I want the answer. Amen. The answer is right here, right now. It always has been. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. A Holy Ghost influence, a Holy Ghost voice in our valleys. That's what this is. You own your workplace. It's yours. I can't help it. I mean, we've had the mayor sitting up here on the platform. We've had a couple of them up here on the platform. We had one mayor. He said, I'm running for election. If I don't get it, I'm going to be having my eyes on Landmark. And I don't know why he couldn't figure he couldn't come to Landmark while he was mayor. But he didn't get the office, and now he's passed away. And so he never made it to Landmark. Now we got another one. Amen. He sat up here, and he's been here. I don't know how well they know us. I don't know how well they keep up with us. I said all that to say this. When I come in, and it says, welcome to Lexington, this is, and that's the city limits, I drive in like, whew, it's so good to be home and in this city that I own. Amen. I feel like I own this city. This is our city, Landmark. Amen. This don't belong to the mayor. This doesn't belong. This is our city. This is our town. And if it's going to be changed, we're going to change it. If it's going to be made better, we're going to make it better. They've had us down at City Hall. They've given us awards. I've got them in my office. How that we're making this city a better city. I love that because this is our city. I'm not pointing my finger at executives, and I'm not pointing my finger at county commissioners and all of that. When things go wrong, if things go wrong, I want to go to God in prayer and say, Lord, what are we doing that's not right? What are we not doing that we should be doing? What do we need to do next? What's our next move to make this? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is our city. Praise God. And so, you know, we own it. We own the schools. We own the colleges. Praise the Lord. And so we need to prophesy. What does saith the Lord? How do you feel about, this is what the Lord was saying to Ezekiel. Ezekiel, how do you feel about these dry bones? Ezekiel could have said, well, I feel like they're pretty dry, so I'm going to walk away and go talk to somebody that's alive. The Lord's saying, what do you feel about these? What do you think about it, Ezekiel? What can we do here? What do you think we can do? Amen. Here's what we need to do, Landmark. We need to feel it. We need to think it. And then we need to believe it. If you do, you will walk in authority. You will walk in dominion. And all of that will be in the Holy Ghost. There is 1,000 people in this church. Where are they coming from? They're coming right out of their valleys. They're coming right out of their trouble. They're coming right out of their marriages that are getting ready to break up. They're coming right out of these situations that the world has implemented. And do you hear what I'm saying? Am I right? Hallelujah. Where are they coming from? They're coming from the dead that surround you in everyday life. I want us to get ready. God's going to send you where you do not want to go. That's the problem. He wants us to teach home Bible studies, but we don't want to go. He wants us to knock on doors, but we don't want to go. He wants us in prayer rooms, but we don't want to go. He wants us here every Sunday, but we just don't want to go. He's going to knock you down, and he's going to put it in your heart, and you're going to rise up out of your valley, and you're going to say, I want to pray. I want to go. I want to do something for God. I want to accomplish for God. I don't want to be dead meat. I don't want to be that one that just absorbs it and never puts it out. I want to be that one that can speak to that valley. Hallelujah. Somebody help me worship the Lord and believe God for that right now. Come on, help me. Jesus' name, get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. God's going to send you where you don't want to go. Conditions are gross. Intimidations, they are going to be great. I'll never forget, Sister Joyce, Brother Garrison, years ago, I thought about it yesterday, I thought, Brother Garrison, he put me in some kind of a predicament. He was in a lawyer's office doing some closing or something with something. And then he comes to me and he says, Pastor, he said, I've got this feeling about my lawyer. And I just feel like that if you were to go to his office and speak to him about Jesus, that he would. I thought, seriously? You know, and I said, okay, I will. I drove all the way, went in, and here I go into a lawyer's office. His secretary's everywhere, staff everywhere. They don't know me from Adam, anywhere. And so I walk in, and I ask for his name. I can't even remember his name. And they said, yes, he's here, but can I help you? And then it dawned on them, they started looking at me like I was going to kill him. They didn't know me, you know. They didn't know if I was going to reach in and pull out, you know. And so they're like, who are you? I told them who I was, and they go and knock on the door, and they still got their eyes on me. I finally go in, you know, and get to talk to the, that, I was so uncomfortable. I thank God that Brother Garrison put me in that situation, because I never would have done it. But it was as if God spoke to me and said, do you think these bones can live too? You don't have a problem going out here. You don't have a problem teaching Bible studies over here. You don't have a problem helping people over here. But how about these people that you're intimidated by? How about these people that have a greater education than you've got? How about these people that are in higher rank? Amen. Make a little more bucks than you do. How about this situation over here? Hey, it's time for us to go if God says go. It's time for us to do if God says do. The motivation and the challenge is going to come from you. It's going to come from me. It's going to come from one another. And it's going to bounce back and arc off everybody in here. And when it does, let's just go. Let's just go. Let's just do what we got to do. Let's just be what we got to be to have end time revival. Am I doing okay? Praise the Lord. Amen. So conditions are going to be that. Opinions. Intimidation. Listen, we're in a generation now that their opinions are their doctrine and their God. This is what I think, and that's their God. And you teach them, try to preach the real thing, and they don't want to hear it. That's where we are right now. But when the Lord said, go ye into all the world and preach and teach the gospel, that's exactly what he meant, because somebody is still out there just like you and I. Your worship needs to overtake you. It needs to grip your guts and grip your heart to the point that it overtakes you. Amen. And so praise is not optional when you're doing what we've got to do. Because if you want to speak to your valley, you've got to be full of praise and you've got to be full of worship so the Lord can inhabit all of that. And so worship, sometimes wild worship will work when you need help in the valley. Amen. You get back in here Sunday night and do what you got to do what you got to do Monday. Amen. And then prayer, hot, burning. prayer. You're going into a valley, not one day, but you're going into your valley every day. Amen. But you know what? It's not your valley. The Lord asked Ezekiel to speak to their valley. Ezekiel was in the valley, but he wasn't in his valley. The point is, as long as you are helping someone out of their valley, the Lord will see to it that he will keep you out of yours. But if you insist on holding back, if you insist on not doing anything about what God's done for you, if you insist, you will stay in a valley nonstop. But if you ever begin to reach for others, if you ever begin to help others, if you ever begin to draw for others, the Lord will see to it that he will keep you from your valley. And if you ever do have to go through a valley, I've been through valleys, you've been through valleys. Isn't it wonderful to know that, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world? God cannot do anything with people that you are afraid to touch. And so we have got to touch them. We've got to reach them. Because simply put, this is not all about me. Someone else out there needs the opportunity. Amen. So get down there, Ezekiel, and speak to your valley. Don't leave your family in the valley to die. Amen. Get them out of the graveyard. They have no hands. They don't have the feet they need to walk on. They don't have the voice they need to speak. Where there is no blood, there is no life. They need the blood of the Lamb so they can come back to life. Amen. You remember Jesus' fig tree when he walked by and it was beautiful? But he cursed it anyway. Why did he curse a fig tree that was beautiful and had leaves? He destroyed it because it wasn't producing anything. There is no one, there's not a group of people that are any more beautiful, handsome, and good looking than the folks at Landmark. But listen. We got to produce. We've got to produce. We've got to believe. We got to belong. And then we've got to become. We will reach people in this 21st century by reaching 21 soul winners. If there's just 21 of you in here today that would be willing to speak to your valley, we would shake this city from center to circumference. Amen. There's always people that will accept the challenge and go forth and do it. And then there's others thinking of reasons why they can't. Amen. I'm just saying, if there was a handful of people that could change and challenge yourself to step out and be motivated and to become this person that God is speaking to that can speak to your valley, you're the one that's going to change this world. Let's stand together. It will not happen until you know it. It's not going to happen until you act upon it. And it's not going to happen until you have faith in it. How many of you want to act upon it? How many of you know this? How many of you have faith in it? I'm seeing more than 21 hands here, and that's absolutely awesome. Praise God. I want you to speak to them. How would you? Here's what I want you to do. And if there's someone beside you that you think would love for them to come with you, amen, just speak it to them right here today and just simply say, how would you like to go with me where all things are made better? How would you like to go with me where all things are made better? Why don't you turn to your neighbor and ask them that? Would you like to go with me where all things are made better? And if they say yes, bring them. Just bring them. Just bring them.
You can use anything, Lord.
Because if the Lord can use
you
anything,
can use me.
He can use me, and He can use you. Receive it.
You can use anything,
believe it.
Lord. You
act
can
upon
use
it.
Me.
Be motivated by it. Let it stir you. Let it shake
take my
you.
Hands, Lord. Take
let it make
my
you.
Feet.
Hallelujah.
Touch my heart, Lord. Speak through me. You
mighty
can use
God,
anything,
God.
Lord. You can use me.
Let's close our eyes and begin to speak to our valleys right now. You already
you
see
can
people.
Use anything, Lord.
You already see hearts and lives
me.
That need this so desperately. Hallelujah.
You can use anything, Lord.
You
can
use
me.
Me.
Oh, take my hands,
take
Lord.
My hands.
Take my feet.
Take my feet.
Touch my heart, Lord.
Touch my soul.
Speak
touch me.
Lord. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
Somebody speak to somebody's valley right now. Somebody in here today is in
you
a valley.
Can use anything,
somebody
Lord.
In here is in a dry place.
Me.
Oh, let's help somebody and reach out with somebody right now.
Take my hands, Lord. Take my feet.
Hallelujah.
Touch my heart, Lord. Speak. Can use me. I'm available. You can use anything, Lord. You can use me.
Right now, He's using you to encourage.
Take my hands, Lord. Take
right now, He's using you to encourage and strengthen.
Touch my heart, Lord. Speak through me.
Right now, as you speak to your valley,
you
someone is encouraged by your words
Lord.
And your deeds.
You can use.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
My.
Take my hand, Lord, take my feet.
In Jesus' name.
Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. You can use anything, Lord, you can use me.
I guess the thing that we can ask ourselves, and I'm feeling this. Listen, you know what I always say. Every time I point at you, I got three fingers pointing back at me. So I'm getting this trifold. I have preached to myself here today.
Jesus.
Amen. And I guess the thing that we need to ask ourselves is, where would all of these people be in their valley without us? And I'm talking about the children of God, not just me as an individual or you as an individual. I'm talking about children of God. Where would people in their valleys be without us? So let's be very careful about just passing them up and not having time, not sharing, not having enough passion. You understand what I'm saying? Let's, you and I, become more conscious of the needs of others. We don't have enough money to pay all their bills. We don't have, but we have a God that can answer prayer. I remember the disciples were walking by the gate beautiful, and the man had been crippled since he was born, and he was begging for alms. And the man of God said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." I don't have money for you, but I got Jesus, and let me give that to you. And he said, and then he spoke to his valley, And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And a guy stood right there in the middle of his valley. Where would they be if they didn't have us in their valley? I'm smitten by this. Someone told me just yesterday that there was a young couple. The guy was in his 20s, just moved into a new home. And his wife came home, found him dead. He hung himself, committed suicide. New homes aren't going to do it. Money's not going to do it. But what we have, that'll do it. Let's get to them, Landmark. Jesus. Let's find them. Let's go. Let's just go. You say, I don't know what. Don't worry. He said he'll put the words in your mouth. Just love somebody. Just care about somebody. They don't care about how much you know until they find out how much you love. That's the first thing. Let's go get them. Let's go get them in this house. They need the same experience that you and I have had. God bless you. You're dismissed. Shake hands. Be friendly. Love one another.